This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
It's time for recommend something. I guess I would have done this about 5 months ago out of necessity. And it just turned my life around for the better.
Let's hear it.
Very confused, aren't you?
No, I'm intrigued. I'm also blind. I took my glasses off, so my eyes are just starting to adjust to you again.
Oh, so you're just squinting? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry if that looked really confused. If it looked like I was, like, me being passive or if I didn't care, it was just my eyes. I was like, can I see properly?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is what I saw. No, so I needed to get a new family doctor. Mine was retiring. And so I lined one up, and I went in for just, like, the meet and greet, pretty much. Just a quick, not a full physical, but... Yep. Just a quick rundown.
Just a quick cough.
Yeah, pretty much. Cough and squeeze.
Yeah.
But I realized it was that conversation that I had, which wasn't like a big wake-up call at the time, but she just said, like, you're probably going to end up having some health complications with just based on your weight that you should be aware of and look for and, you know, try to get on top of that. I just said some other things about, like, how important sleep is, and we just had a decent chat about health.
Okay.
And it was at that point that I didn't even realize it at the time, but I started going to the gym, like, all the time. Because I was like, I can either get old or I can fight it off for a few years. Like, I can reverse age here right now at this time. So, my recommend something is to people that avoid going to the doctor, I get it. It's just not a real comfortable situation, and especially a lot of men.
Yeah, nobody wants to be there.
Right.
But you also have to remember that that doctor is seeing the same type of things every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the first person that they're examining
right.
or talking to about things that are tough conversations.
And even like...
Or uncomfortable conversations.
A couple years ago, I went in because I was having some issues, and I ended up getting pre-booked, like before most people do, age-wise, for a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up finding a couple things that they got rid of, which are normal, but could have turned into something
mm-hmm.
cancerous.
Yep.
And if I would have never, you know...
Fought
through the idea that this could be an embarrassing thing to go get my butt checked, I would have had things growing in me that could have potentially turned cancerous. So I just wanted to take a minute and give a reminder, especially, like I said, I know a lot of men just refuse to go to the doctor. But for both of those examples, one, there was an immediate need that I took care of, and I'm very thankful that I was on top of it. And then the other one was just planting the seed, and the doctor was able to do it. I don't know how many times I've heard, like, my mom bring up, like, hey, no, are you eating too much? Or, like, things that moms say out of the kindness of their heart most of the time.
Yep.
But never really registers with me. But to hear the doctor say, like, you're probably going to have some health situations or things that you got to be aware of as you get older if you continue to gain weight. So it was just a nice reminder that, you know, it is in our hands to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the people that love you very much, I think it's important that you do that because, like, we're all needed. I know that my daughter leans on me a lot, and I want to be as healthy as possible.
Like, for as long as possible. Yeah. Yeah.
She's 12, and I can still keep up with her. We went lugeing last weekend, and I was climbing up a hill with no issues. And I don't know if I would have been there 3 or 4 months ago before that doctor appointment. So, like, little reminders like that come up all the time about taking care of yourself.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Can I do a recommend something now, or are we out of time?
No. It's our show, and our boss doesn't even live in Edmonton, so.
I was just kidding. I don't have anything to say.
You don't.
$1,000. It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
We are joined by Russ, caller 7, ready to win $1,000. You got through over a year ago, and you almost got it done. You got to 100, is that right?
I got to 100. The word was billiards, and I was... thinking of two words. I took table
and said
Ryder,
pool.
You took pool.
That's what it was.
What it was, right.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, maybe, just maybe, we could do better today. So what?
I feel like I used billiards again like a week or two ago. It's interesting.
Did.
I did, yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay, so for those of you who are maybe hearing the 1K Wordplay for the first time, Russ is going to choose a teammate. They're leaving the studio. They're not hearing round one. The other host will give Russ five words. He has 25 seconds to tell them the first word that comes to mind. We'll invite his teammate back in. For every word that matches, it's $25. If all five match, it's a grand. So, Russ, who's your teammate? Who are you sending out?
I'm going to send out Ryder again.
Okay. Get out of here. Let's do this. Russ, you know the drill. I'm going to start your 25-second timer after I say the first word. Best of luck, okay?
Thanks.
What is the first word that comes to your mind when I say Easter?
Bunny.
Bark.
Dog.
Pupil.
Eye.
Microwave.
Oven.
Buckle.
Belt.
Good answers. And you still had lots of time left on the clock. Ryder's gone. Where did he go? Okay, Russ crushed it. He was done in like 10 seconds. Are you ready, Ryder?
Yes.
Let's give away some money. What comes to your mind when I say Easter?
Bunny?
Yeah! $25. I love it. Bark.
Dog.
50. Pupil.
Eye.
$75, Russ. Let's keep it going. What comes to your mind when I say buckle?
Belt.
$100. Oh, this feels like deja vu. We've got one more word to go. The last time Russ got through a while back, he picked up $100. But can we make it 1,000? Ryder, what comes to your mind when I say microwave?
Microwave. Food?
Oven.
Oh!
Russ, you got the $100 curse.
Man, I thought we had it.
I know, I thought we had it too. But you know what? You picked up $100. Thank you so much for playing Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Ryder is beside himself right now. He's so mad.
All you got to do is get through 8 more times, Russ, and we'll get to that 1,000.
That's hilarious.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thanks for playing, man. There is a new trend on social media where people are trying to do their best hot dog call as if they're in a stadium and trying to sling some glizzies.
Yeah, and I think what's so fun about it is people are asking someone that's close to them to show off theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not people doing it themselves to the camera. It's them like asking their partner or their best friend just out of nowhere, hey, if you were trying to hustle and sell as many hot dogs as you could in a stadium, how would you do it? And that's what's funny about it is these people are being put on the spot and they're like, I don't know. And then they do an example of it and they're so funny.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of tricky. You need to have like the right tone. You need to make your voice appealing and not like shrill.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make hot dogs sound really good.
Well, I remember when we were in Boston
mm-hmm.
and we were at the Red Sox game, there was that one guy that was like balancing the hot dog heater thing on his head, and he was working harder than anyone else in that entire
stadium. Yeah, I bet that guy makes like 6 digits a year easy, just slinging glizzies.
Because he's not just one of those lazy people mm-hmm. that are like, who wants a hot dog? He's running up and down the stairs, pointing at people. You good? You want another one?
Just dishing out those wizard
fingers.
You sure
you only want one or you want two? Like he was giving her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wizard fingers are what Ryder and I call hot dogs that have been turning for a really long time in the gas station and they start to wrinkle up.
Not bad.
We didn't actually come up with wizard fingers though. It's from, what's that Netflix show that we loved? Life in Pieces. So funny.
I think it was before that.
No.
I heard it long before Life in Pieces. Wizard fingers goes back.
No, it doesn't, Ryder.
Yeah, I think it actually does.
Okay. You got it from Colin Hanks in Life in Pieces.
No, hit me up on the text line. I've been using that phrase since high school. I have.
Okay.
Well, what?
You're lying.
I'm not lying. Wizard fingers is like long ago somebody said that about hot dogs.
No, it's not.
Okay, we'll check the text line.
We'll check the text line.
See, you could never sell hot dogs with that voice.
Yes, I could. Ready? Who wants a hot wiener? Fresh hot wieners. Anybody? I would dominate it.
Are you selling them like bunless?
No.
Well, that's not what they're
fresh buns, hot dog. Get your your hot dogs. Oh, in sales?
People would be like, somebody hit her.
No, somebody throw their hot dog at that woman.
Please, can I pass me the noise-canceling headphones? I'd take them off a baby and put them on myself.
I bet I could outsell you. I could sell more hot dogs than you.
Well, that's because you went pervy with it.
What are you talking about?
Oh, get your wieners. Get your soft.
What are you going to say? Get your wizard fingers. I came up with that term. That's what you would probably say. And everyone would be like, that guy's a liar.
Sweet
that guy's a
burn.
Pathological liar.
Get your long wieners and your grabbable buns. Like, good effort.
Whatever. Anyway.
On the way next, the top 7 situational hot dogs.
Yes, get in on this. What is the perfect situation to down a dog?
It's Ryder and Lisa's top 7 at 7.
Okay, before we get into this, you have to show off how you would sell hot dogs in a stadium. Do exactly what you just did off air, Ryder. If I have to endure it, so does everyone
else. It's going to be better than your shrill perversion hot dog slinging.
Don't say that my voice is shrill.
So this is how I would do it if I was selling hot dogs at a ballpark.
Yeah, listen how bad this is.
And get your hot dogs! Get your hot dogs!
Yeah, I'm shrill.
What?
Good one.
No, that sounds good. People would be like, what was that?
Can somebody get that guy out of here?
I'll have a hot dog, huh? You know? All right, counting down the top 7 situational hot dogs because of this internet trend. An honorable mention that didn't make the list, sharing one with no hands with someone you love.
Yeah, that's definitely not on the list.
And also, an honorable mention, kids' birthday party.
Yes, because they're free. Well, I mean, you probably spent way too much money on like a birthday gift, but that's what you get in return. You get to go to the barbecue in the backyard.
Yeah, and
you
just
get
a few of those.
Yeah, rifle them back because they're usually those little ones.
Mm.
And you can have like 7.
They're nasty.
I like them.
In comparison to some of these other ones we got coming, though.
Mm.
Coming in at number 7, a slightly burnt camping dog.
Yes.
The first one of the weekend.
The first one of the weekend, but also that one that you make at like 3 a.m.
Okay.
Or someone makes it for you around the fire.
Most people, when they go like family camping, aren't up eating hot dogs at 3 a.m.
Sorry, that's more so like ball tournament type style.
When you're turning up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. At number 6, outside of a bar.
Hmm.
You just never know.
Yeah,
when they pull that top off, they might have sauerkraut in there. They might have KO bosses. They might have footlongs.
Yeah, and then you always have mustard on your shirt after.
Let's go. Remember, that's when I first met you.
Yes, it was outside of Union Hall.
Yeah.
Circa, what was that, 2012?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Your breath.
My breath was so bad, but I didn't know until like 6 years later when Ryder told me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so mad.
Because you had just eaten like a KO boss with some onions. And
some people eat a hot dog after the bar. I eat one on the way in.
Sure. Yeah, on the way in. Counting down the top 7 situational hot dogs. Number 5, the secret. Nobody in your family needs to know. Canadian Tire parking lot. When you're going to just pick up a couple things.
Okay, so one of my girlfriends got married last summer. And she walked up to the guy who was slinging dogs in the parking lot at Canadian Tire in St. Albert. And she was like, hey, do you want to work my wedding to hand out hot dogs? And he went, I'll be there. She didn't tell him the date, the time, the amount of money she'd pay him. He was just like, I'm in.
He knew.
That's the best.
And he went?
He
came
was there.
Through? Awesome.
Yeah. He was covered in moths.
I thought you were going to say mustard.
Time. The lighting that he had over his head, like in his little like setup.
That's an interesting topping choice. Yeah, I'll take a little bit of mustard, a few moths. Coming in at number 4, we got the hipster spot for the top situational dogs. You know what I'm talking about.
Like a craft beer joint that has it on the menu?
Could be that, or like a specific hot dog place that you go into and they have like records on the wall. The guy slinging the dogs has a mustache for sure.
Oh, I've never been to a place like that.
You haven't? Like Up
no.
Dog?
No. What's Up Dog?
Got you.
Ryder, that's mean.
Ugh. Yeah, I bet the kids in the car love that one. Coming in at number 3, the ballpark dog. It's just so good.
Wait a minute. That's not number 1?
No. Oh, there's 2 more better than that.
Okay.
At number 2, Costco.
Mm, true. We got a text after you spend $600 and you treat yourself to your $1.50 hot dog.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to eat a rotisserie chicken for dinner. And then you buy one and then as you're carting out, you're like, yeah, I should just have a dog instead.
Have you seen that hack, what people are doing with their rotisserie chickens, where you put it in a Ziploc bag and you just smush it around, like hit it, and then all of the meat comes off the bones?
Yeah.
And you just pull out the bones, and then you have a perfect bag full of shredded chicken. Try it next time.
At a number one for the top seven situational dogs. No what? Problem.
Don't say.
What?
Are you going to say boiled dogs?
No, I do think boilies are elite.
Boilies.
Yeah, if you have them with onion and pickle, elite. And mustard, come on.
So what's number one? Barbecue in your backyard. First barbecue.
I believe, actually, that what I just said, the boiled dog with the onion and the pickle and the mustard is actually called a St. Louis hot dog. If you ever see it, get one. No, number one's Glizzy at the Turn.
Glizzy at the Turn. How could I forget?
In between hole 9 and hole 10, you eat it so fast, you're not sure if you should take your golf glove off.
Yeah. So there's always a hot dog stand after the 9th hole.
Yeah, most
and
places,
so
yeah.
A lot of people call hot dogs glizzies, mm-hmm. and you are turning to do the back 9. This is just some extra information for those of you that don't golf. If you're like, what the heck is a glizzy at the turn? I actually just learned about that term like last year.
Yeah, and it's the most elite of the dogs.
It's pretty elite.
It is March Madness right now. That's a basketball tournament for NCAA. It's also March Sadness here on the show. We're starting this up right away, where we're going to figure out what movie will make you cry for sure. And they're going to do battle against each other, and we need your help deciding which ones should get through to the next round and whatnot.
Yeah, what movie should we put in our bracket?
And even give us what you think the ranking maybe should be.
And, like, why is it sad to you?
Because
it might be a movie I've never seen. Give me, like, a specific reason.
I've got a pretty good list going so far.
Okay.
I've got we need 16 total. We're going to do the sweet 16.
Okay.
I've got 9 locked in already that I think need to be in this.
Okay,
so. You want to hear a few of them?
Sure. And then if there's one on this list that Ryder didn't say,
yeah.
please text it into us. We need it because clearly we need 16 different sad movies.
I actually got 2 more now.
Okay.
I just thought of cartoon movies like Toy Story 3. That's how my daughter sounded when she wanted to watch Toy Story 3 and Land Before Time.
Mm.
That's got to be on there. Like, that Littlefoot scene, get out of here.
Kate, does the movie have to have a sad? What's wrong with us?
We're just babies.
I just put 2 words together. Sad outcome is what I meant to say.
No.
So it just needs to have sad moments where you're so emotional, but could still have a happy ending.
Yeah, like Girl, for example, is going to be one of the contenders to win this.
Ryder, that doesn't have a happy ending.
Oh,
that one
right.
actually is sad.
Good point.
His glasses. He needs his glasses.
Was that right at the end of the movie, or was that kind of mid-movie, and then she rebounds?
She does not rebound, although there is a My Girl, too.
See? She's
Wait
doing
a minute.
Fine.
Wait a minute. Another one that needs to be on there. Do you have Homeward Bound?
I don't.
What? Okay, that scene near the end where he doesn't know.
Don't be a spoiler.
Well, come on. I think this has to be a spoiler-type bracket.
No.
March Sadness needs to have spoilers, because we need to break down why... why certain movies should move on to the next round over another movie.
There is another one featuring dogs.
Oh my gosh, Marley and Me?
Marley and Me.
I can't watch that movie. It is too much.
Yeah, it's going to be on there for sure.
It's got to be near like the end of this bracket, I think.
As far as like, if we were just doing flat out, that's the saddest movie I've ever seen, and that hit me in the feelings the whole time, Requiem for a Dream.
Requiem? No, what is wrong with us?
That's actually the word.
No, you said it weird.
Requiem? That's the word.
I don't think so.
What do you think it is?
Requiem.
No, it's not.
It isn't?
R-E-Q-U-I-E-M. Requiem.
No, it's Requiem.
It's not. It sounds like you're saying like the rec room.
It's Requiem for a Dream. Okay, maybe that's not it. That did sound weird when I said it in its entirety.
Sweet call out, though.
Whatever.
Anyway, that movie is sad.
Patch Adams.
Oh, yeah. Let's get that on the list.
Robin Williams.
Good text. Okay, so we're just brainstorming right now movies that need to be on the list. Brokeback Mountain. Good suggestion.
My Sister's Keeper. Yes. Do you have a Walk to Remember?
I do.
Okay.
It's on there.
Well, that's good then.
That is a very sad movie. Great soundtrack.
Great soundtrack. That's when Mandy Moore was in like her prime. She can act and sing.
A Star is Born?
No.
That movie.
Okay, the scene where Bradley Cooper puts the steak down on the ground for his dog for the last time. I can't.
Like, that's a contender.
Oh.
Pursuit of Happiness has some really touching moments, like tearjerkers. P.S. I Love You could be on the list. The Notebook, Little Miss Sunshine.
Ooh, Simon Birch. That's why I don't go to baseball games.
Is that the story about the little person?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Kind of. No. Isn't that the movie where, like, the brother hits the baseball and then it hits the mom in the
head?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's so grim.
And he is very, very small, and he plays baseball. He's pretty cute.
Yeah, so cute.
All right, so there it is. We are doing March Sadness. Hit us up with what movie made you cry the most. We'll put it in a tournament format and decide which is the biggest tearjerker ever. What's giving you the ick lately? Just something that you see day to day, maybe online.
It just drives you crazy every time you see it or hear it or know about it. I get it. Yeah.
I've got one.
Me too. Like immediately.
From Edmonton is what it actually rang about. Like, it's a local video that went viral, and it just, it happens all the time online. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But I discovered a new one.
Oh, get out.
And I don't know why this gives me the ick, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
When celebrities will go in and introduce the starting lineups for like an NHL team.
Okay.
Have you seen this before? They'll walk into the dressing room and be like, all right, starting up front, we got blank, blank, and blank.
I don't watch that, but I understand what you mean.
So Celine Dion recently did it for the Boston Bruins. And like, God bless her. She's an absolute legend. Yeah. I love everything she does.
Love her.
But...
oh, gosh, what went wrong?
Well, nothing went wrong. It just gives me the ick.
Why?
Like, all these players are kind of uncomfortable that somebody's in the dressing room. I mean, they're pumped.
She's
that there's
a legend.
I know. But here, listen. She's, like, singing the players' names and stuff.
No.
Up front. I know you're going to play.
Here we go.
Pav. Yeah! You make me hungry. Pasta! On defense! You better bite. Grizzy.
I like it.
You like it? The only time I like it is when it's kids. Like, if a player is having, like, a, you know, birthday or it's their 1,000th game, sometimes the kids will come in and read the lineups. I'm all about that. But it's kind of embarrassing watching other adults.
It's taken too long.
Yeah, true. Even to play it, I was like, let's go, Celine. All right, what's giving you the ick lately? Break our text line, I dare you.
Check out this first-time texter. I wonder if you were behind them at a concert once.
Uh-oh.
When you go to a concert and the people around you are just talking about random nonsense the whole time. That is Ryder at concerts.
Oh, that is me at concerts. Somebody at Arcade Fire had to... tell me to shut up like 4 times.
If you say anything at the NoahCon concert on Friday, I'm kicking you out.
Listen, I didn't even really want to go.
Well,
you know me. I don't like concerts. I think they're okay. They can be very special in moments. But to hear the same person sing a song 15 to 35 times in a row after about the 6th song, I'm like, okay, I get it.
All right, moving on.
So I start talking.
Jody is writing in about their ick. When you hear someone say, appreciate you, you don't even know me. It just seems ingenuous. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Disingenuous, maybe?
Disingenuous. I always say that, so sorry.
Chris says, wow, you guys are so fast at reading the texts. Thanks, Chris.
So Chris was the first time texter about the concerts. It's because yours popped up at the top.
All right, what do you got?
For me?
What's giving you the ick lately?
Mine will never change, and I'm hoping that this goes away, but I don't think it ever will, because the fact that people still say it and don't know that it's icky is concerning to me. The we did a thing. No.
But what if they did a thing?
I don't care. Say the thing you did.
Well, you can usually tell from the picture. They'll say we did a thing.
We did a thing is a lazy caption. I don't like it. And I know I'm not alone with that.
Are we almost at a point where you don't need a caption?
Yeah, just post it.
Like, I shared a meme today, and it's super funny. It's like, oh, you've shaved, and there's two cartoon characters, and then it actually has, like, a guy without a chin attached to the person who just shaved.
Did you just explain a meme?
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
But I just wrote truth above it, and I felt so lame writing that.
That's ick. Jillian just wrote in saying Facebook birthday wishes. Yeah, there is something about it. I don't need to see other people wishing other people happy birthday on my timeline.
Yeah.
Like, that's your own business.
How about we extend that out? Because I was going to say, well, why don't you just text them instead? But I find it very annoying when somebody texts me happy birthday and then you say, hey, thanks so much. And then they ask, like, hey, what are your plans
for
today?
So what's new?
Don't you know that I'm getting a ton of birthday messages today?
Like, I can't have a full-on conversation with you. It's my birthday.
Like, I have to have a phone chat with, like, three elderly family members today. Mm-hmm.
I don't have time
for this.
We just got this text. Feeling cute, might delete later. Felt cute, might delete later.
That's giving them the ick?
It's, like, just a lazy ick. Caption.
All right.
You do look cute. Just leave it up.
You ready for my big ick?
Yeah.
This one's even farther than the one I was talking about a few minutes ago.
Which one was that? I don't remember.
When celebrities introduce hockey player lineups.
Oh, yeah.
This one is when people are in an argument with each other and they both have their phones out and are recording each other. Like, what are you...
That's great.
Why are you keeping track of this? Like, this is an embarrassing moment of your life. You're arguing with a McDonald's employee. That's the one that I saw that I was just like, put your damn phones away. I don't care if you absolutely demolish the other person in an argument. You're still arguing with somebody at a drive-thru.
No, arguing.
You look like an idiot.
Arguing in public is so embarrassing.
And like, they went,
they got
and they're both
phone
filming
right
each other.
They got it right up. I see you. I got you. I'm posting this. It's like, okay, for your four followers, like, what is the goal?
Yeah, the only way a lot of people see this is if somebody posts it and everyone relentlessly makes fun of you for it, which is what happened to these people in the drive-thru argument that I'm talking about.
Barry, who streams our show from Texas, just wrote in saying, Lisa, I thought your biggest ick was when people say must be nice. Yes, that is also up there.
Yeah.
When somebody is going through something incredible and somebody says must be nice... Okay.
Just a nasty way.
You are a horrible human.
Yeah, you're making it about you. You
must
don't
be
need
nice.
To. Yeah.
Oh, must be nice.
780-784-7107. When somebody's rude to a waiter or waitress, yeah, we'll put that on the list. That is the ick. Bad breath. Okay.
Yeah. So hit us up. What is your latest ick or maybe your ongoing ick that you'll never get over?
So many of these remind me of you.
No, I was just going to say the same thing about you.
Rude to waiter.
No,
bad
I was
going
to say that's you.
Oh, good comeback. What's giving you the ick?
We got this text from Purple Pants Kyle. When the most ratchet couple love bomb each other on Facebook, either with pictures of lions, etc., and they caption it like, the queen protects the king. Move in silence, etc. Or the dude will always post things like, I don't fight because I'm afraid of you. It's because I'm afraid of me. Like, okay, you're 5'5".
Awesome.
Purple Pants Kyle coming through.
Yeah.
Hating the people on his Facebook timeline.
The social facade. I like it. That's a good answer.
It's a good one.
We also got a text that said, when people use... the word ick is my biggest ick.
I like that. Sarah wrote, when people just text you, hey, and wait for you to respond. Like, no.
Is that flirting?
No, it's just, like, what if they're about to ask you for a favor?
Oh, yeah.
Now they know you have your phone on you.
Got a few people like that.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get you to do something for me? Like,
hey,
just tell me and then let me make the decision before I have to say yes or no.
This is what I say back when people go, can you do me a favor? Without any context, you go, what's up? You don't say yes.
Okay.
Because,
good
because,
answer.
Yeah, you're saving yourself a little bit by just going, what's up? What's happening? What's going on?
What's your ick lately?
Oh, my God. Okay, I don't know if you've ever tried, like, dating men, but it's awful. And so, like, when you're talking to them online and they're like, everything you say, you're like, oh, I climbed a Mount Everest. Oh, I'm a Grammy winner. They're like, nice. Or like, oh, I like solve world hunger. Nice. It's awful.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. Did you deal with that?
No.
Trying to fire up conversations with dudes and they're just like, nice.
No, they're super into it.
Okay.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.